John Quill spoke. I've heard it said that in California, I mean out west, everywhere out west, we just call it California, things are very different. I often think myself that the way the settlers lived, the first settlers of a place, I mean, determines the character of a place. So that when you think of out west, with all those ranchers and gamblers, the gold rush, the silver mines too, and oil too, all those overnight fortunes, the way they had to live, they were governed by what they called the law of the gun. I've read that in a lot of books. You can't expect them to have much interest in conventions. Why, they had other things to think about. Indians, I mean, and blizzards and rustlers. It wouldn't be reasonable to think that they'd care about how things ought to be done. I just think America is the most interesting country, John Quill concluded. Mama stuck to her point. I know of some long engagements in California. And those movie people set such a bad example. Everybody thinks they can get divorced and remarried like there's no tomorrow, somebody offered. For a lot of people, there wasn't, Mama reminded everybody. I, for one, am a big fan of the movies, somebody said. Clark Gable, just to mention a really handsome man. This did divert Mama. Gregory Peck, she seconded. The movies are quite the social equalizer, one of the greats remarked, after which no one could think of anything to say, except perhaps Mama. I'd never thought of that before. Have you girls ever thought of that? But before she could open her mouth, John Quill whispered into her ear, asking her to go out to tell the cook that it was time to serve. John Quill turned back to the group to say brightly, Aren't you lucky to be marrying a European, Anne? Tell us, he isn't a prince, is he? Don't they just have scads of princes over there, especially in Italy? Did you rope us in an Italian prince? For the luncheon, Mama had been seated at the table in the living room with the four greats. Explaining it to her in hurried whispers, John Quill said that it was important for those older women to have a hostess at their table. It showed proper respect. However, it couldn't be her, since she had to be at the table with her mother-in-law, since after all it was Mrs. Cartonberry's house, and Mrs. Cartonberry had to be on Anne's right as the honored guest. Well, Mrs. Howland had to be on John Quill's right as the honored guest, and besides, Rita hadn't yet paid her calls on the older ladies of Boston.